we have an issue. Our human rights has been violated. You see, you can't divide people and come and rule. You can't do that. We are human beings. We are not pawns on a chessboard that you push here and there. We are adults. We just didn't rise just one day and say, okay, we've had enough of you. We've been with him since 2012. He was then a medical officer. And then 2016, a hospital director. And he has not changed. He's been worse. Even from their own fact-finding commission, the findings, even management members had problem with that. What he says is final. He will tell you that if you don't take it, he will report you to the CEO of Mental Health Authority. Intimidation is in the fact-finding committee's reports.
Now, if he comes back again to apologize...
Apologize for what?
Written one that I'm sorry for the way I treated you. Are you going to work with him?
Oh, please. Let's be factual. Let's be realistic. Some people say that our perceptions are not reality. Let's be realistic. A man who has changed would not go to church and give testimony that nurses came to rob him when he had not seen any nurse there. You mere allegations without any proof. We were quiet. A man who says that he is changing will not come to the OPD and prevent physician assistants and nurses from going on ward runs. It's a teamwork. Let me be emphatic about this. It's a teamwork. Him alone can't take care of the patients. He needs us. So if he thinks that he can work alone with his so-called disciples, so be it.
In connection with this story, we go to the phone lines to speak with correspondent Kofi Sichamapobi to give us an update on the situation. Good afternoon, Kofi.
Yes, good afternoon, TTK.
Can you describe the prevailing atmosphere as we hear that student nurses are now manning the hospital?
Yes, indeed, as listeners may recall, it was Radio Ghana that broke this story late last year, and the situation has not changed that much. According to the staff, the committee of inquiry was set up to investigate this matter. At the time of my visit, I realized that some of the patients were going back to the other hospitals. So I tried to inquire as to regards to what is happening at the hospital. When I got there, I realized that student nurses are now manning the Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital. I spoke to a few of them who said that they have been asked to come for duty. If I may tell listeners, these student nurses are student nurses across the entire country. You know, in every year, they go for what they call affiliations. So they have other student nurses, maybe from Sunyani, from Kufuridia, from Kumasi, who have converged at Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital for their affiliation. So I can tell you on authority that student nurses are manning the Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital with regards to the impasse between staff and the medical director, TTK.
Well, I believe you've been speaking to the authorities of the hospital as you spoke to Madam Susan Aidu. Is what she's saying shared widely by the workers? Are they all asking for Dr. Dodoe to leave the hospital?
Well, I think it's a good question then, because as we know around, we realize that majority of them are supporting this cause. Others are very adamant, even talking to the press. So I can tell you for a fact that most of the staff, including the auxiliary staff, are calling for the removal of Dr. Eugene Dodoe. With regards to speaking to the authorities, I also went to the administration block to find out whether I can speak to the authorities there. But I was told that they were having a crunch meeting, so I could not get anybody to speak to. I don't know whether it is as a result of the impasse or what have you. But I realized that they were having a crunch meeting, so I could not speak with the authorities there.
Thank you very much, Kofi. I hope you keep your eye on that ball so that we tell our listeners what happens at the hospital. Thank you very much. That was our correspondent, Kofi Sichamapobi, giving us an update on the situation at the Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital in the Central.